This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honor that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26 January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. He mentioned that a special website, Constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. The Prime Minister highlighted that mammoth preparations are going on at the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj. He shared that he went to Prayagraj a few days ago and viewed the entire Kumbh area from a helicopter. Mr. Modi said that for the first time, an AI chatbot will be used in the Kumbh event.
पहली बार कुंभ आयोजन में AI chatbot का प्रयोग होगा. AI chatbot के माध्यम से 11 भारतीय भाषाओं में कुंभ से जुड़ी हर तरह की जानकारी हासिल की जा सकेगी. इस chatbot से कोई भी टेक्स्ट टाइप करके या बोलकर किसी भी तरह की मदद मांग सकता है. पूरा मेला क्षेत्र को AI पावर्ड कैमरा से कवर किया जा रहा है.
The Prime Minister also called upon them to pledge to annihilate the feelings of division and hatred in the society. Giving the slogan of Mahakumbh ka sandesh, ek ho pura desh, he expressed hope for an undivided society, just like the uninterrupted flow of the Ganga. Touching the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy, KTB, is a super hit animation series among children. The Prime Minister elaborated that these three animation characters tell people about the heroes and brave hearts associated with the Indian freedom struggle who are not discussed much. The Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He said that during the Wave Summit, giants from the media and entertainment industry and people from the creative world will come to India.
अगले साल हमारे देश में पहली बार वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंटरटेनमेंट समिट यानी वेव समिट का आयोजन होने वाला है. वेव समिट में दुनिया भर के मीडिया और एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री के दिग्गज क्रिएटिव वर्ल्ड के लोग भारत आएंगे. यह समिट भारत को ग्लोबल कंटेंट क्रिएशन का हब बनाने की दिशा में एक महत्वपूर्ण कदम है. जब हम 5 ट्रिलियन डॉलर इकोनॉमी की ओर बढ़ रहे हैं, तब हमारी क्रिएटर इकोनॉमी एक नई एनर्जी ला रही है.
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. The Prime Minister also shared a study of the world-renowned medical journal Lancet, which found that the chances of starting cancer treatment on time in India have increased a lot. He elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is set to launch its space docking experiment, SpaceX, tomorrow. In an interview, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one, as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. People in the national capital woke up to a chilly morning today as cold wave continues to grip Delhi. Dense fog covered parts of the city. The India Meteorological Department said that the maximum and minimum temperatures will hover around 17 and 9 degrees Celsius today. In cricket, Australia were 199 for 9 in the second innings against India on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah delivered a stellar performance, claiming 4 crucial wickets. A tragic plane crash occurred this morning at Muan International Airport in South Korea when a Jeju Air Boeing 737-800 went off the runway and hit a fence during landing. The plane was carrying 175 people. So far, 96 have been confirmed dead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.